And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness. Sometimes I get a good feeling. The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Hello, good morning to you right around the country. Welcome to Sunday on the Macquarie Network. We're beaming into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth. It is Ed Phillips here on the House of Wellness for the next 60 minutes or so, and a panel of fabulous health experts joining me once more. Lovely to have Sally Obermater by my side. Hi, Sal.
Hi, everyone. Happy Sunday.
You can make us something indeed nutritious and delicious a little bit later on in the
show. Absolutely, I will. And something in line for Mother's Day.
Perfect. Yes, a week away.
A week away, yep.
Double celebration for you next Sunday. In fact, we'll be celebrating mothers right across the country big time next Sunday here on the House of Wellness. We've got some details of that coming up with an outside broadcast lined up in fabulous sunny Sydney next Sunday on Bondi Beach.
Beautiful.
Want everyone to be there. And at your service, just a phone call away on 131 873 is our favourite pharmacist and medical herbalist, Gerald Quigley, as well. Hello, GQ.
Good morning, Ed. Good morning, Sally.
Good morning.
And Sally, it's been a week now. No brownies.
Gerald, I was.
I'm like a broken record, but I'm only speaking on behalf of Ed.
And I'm like a broken record with my excuses. So
I've noticed that.
I need to start delivering.
I think about Thursday, several texts need to fly over Mater's way, don't you think?
Good idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
A reminder.
Now, great to see you both.
It used to be, and this must stump you, I know you're working on your next cookbook and doing lots of recipes, and your happy husband is getting to trial a lot of these beautiful recipes. It all used to be about health and how we need to have low fat and not too many carbs, but that's all been flipped on its head, and we're going to look at that more closely today.
It's really fascinating, and I think it's actually a really interesting chat, because I think sometimes people have, and rightly so, some confusion around what to follow, because we get told, as you said, don't have too many eggs, don't have too much fat, and now we're hearing, actually, do not, fat's really good for you, but choose your fats carefully and have lots of eggs and have this. So it'd be good to clear that up.
Absolutely. Well, we'll chat with Dr. Peter Bruckner next. He's a fabulous sports med physician, indeed former doctor to the Aussie cricket team and also Liverpool Footy Club as well. He's the founder of Sugar by Half. He'll be joining us soon. He has a new book called A Fat Lot of Good to Love. And he's on that train of thought, the low-carb, high-fat diet. It means a bit more avo, I think,
more,
for us.
A lot more avo.
Maybe a little bit of bacon. Would that be so wrong?
Yeah.
All those sort of good things. We'll also chat about cognitive health a little bit later on. I know you're fired up about this one, Gerald. Lisa Lewis will join us. She's a cognitive health commentator. And we'll also have a look at what's coming up on the TV version of the show today, midday on Channel 7 right across the country. And for those in Adelaide and Perth, perhaps a slight time adjustment. Check your local guides. And also, checking out some vitamins that you got in the spotlight today. What's in mind, Gerald?
We're talking children today. So we'll use Sally as an example. We want to know what, as we move into winter, what we might consider. I've got some thoughts. It'd be interesting to hear hers as well.
Yeah, I've actually got a couple of ideas, yeah.
Great.
Have you?
Yeah. Good. I mean, as much as I struggle to give my two boys, who are 7 and 10, enough greens and veg, they love having a little vitamin each in the morning because it's like a lolly, right?
Yes, yes.
Where are our vitamins at? Unfailingly, it's the one thing they'll stop.
That's true. And your two need energy, of course, don't they?
Absolutely. They're just tennis freaks. So anything to charge them up and top up what they need is a big tick from me. And we're going to give away another $100 voucher to go and spend at any Chemist Warehouse store to any one of our callers today. Gerald will make a pick a little bit later on, but you can be amongst the callers on 131 873. We'd love to hear from you. Why don't we grab Dale first up, first cab off the rank in Diamond Creek in Melbourne today. Hi, Dale.
Good morning.
Hello. Morning, Dale. Gerald here. How can we help you?
A huge thank you to you. First of all, you may not remember me. I'll try and trace this right down. I rang you a couple of weeks back now. I have the pain in the pinched nerves in my neck and the base of my spine, and rang about vitamin B3. That you sat in on a lecture with a particular doctor and were impressed. Now, my present doctor had to confer to look around and find another pain management specialist. And would you believe it? He chose this particular chap. I've just come from my first appointment with him last week. He is wonderful. He's got a plan in place straight off. he's put me onto Norflex because my back is so tight from the pain and the tension in my back. I can't walk. And I am just so happy with what he's doing and his manner. He is the most lovely man. And I just want to thank you, because if it wasn't for you, it wouldn't be happening.
If I've done a tiny little thing to get a plan where you get quality of life, Dale, that's what this show's all about. We're all trying to help you. And we've only got an hour to do it, and we've got lots of other wonderful information as well. But if we can go a small way to giving you quality of life, the three of us are beaming, and that's great. Thank you for calling.
Well, I just feel so much more confident now.
Yes.
That I'm on the right track.
Good.
And there'll be surgery down the track, but I can face that now.
It's so wonderful to hear from you, Dale. Isn't it nice to know, you know, when humans have a plan in place and a goal in sight?
We need a plan.
It gives us a bit of clarity and direction.
It does, particularly if you're in chronic pain.
Absolutely. And when you have a pain that you can't diagnose yourself, obviously,
sure,
leads to all those uncertainties. So that's why our experts
anxiety,
are here for you.
Anxiety, all of those things.
Absolutely. Dale, thank you. What a great way to start our show. It's the House of Wellness. You can listen to us online as well, houseofwellness.com.au. And we'll take some more of your calls across the course of the morning. Got time for a quickie. Let's grab Phyllis, who's in Trafalgar, in the beautiful Gippsland region.
The potato capital.
Yeah. Mm. Hi there, Phyllis.
Good morning.
Hi, Phyllis. How can we help?
I'm wondering if you can help with my son's condition.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's called hidradenitis suppurativa.
Okay, so he's just got excessive perspiration and all sorts of other issues going with that, Phyllis, has he?
No, he's got all these sores that come up and they tunnel under his skin.
Oh, painful.
Very, very painful.
And the doctor's giving him, what, anti-infectives, antibiotics? What's happening?
He's had it for over 2 years.
Uh-huh.
And it's just recently, in the last few months, we've found a doctor that knew what it was. He's been to specialists. He's had heaps and heaps of antibiotics. They can't give him any more.
No.
He's tried hormones and hormone creams. The doctor's got him on another cream at the moment. But he found that the tinea spray helped dry up the outside.
Okay.
But they're still sore on the inside.
Yes, they will.
And they keep bursting through. And now he's found some Band-Aids that draw it out.
Yes.
But it's, you know, I don't know what more I can do for him. He's getting
You're on his team, which is great, Phyllis. I think couple of important things. There are some new dressings out, and we talked to an expert about Manuka honey just recently. A great antibacterial, and you can buy dressings now impregnated with Manuka honey. That's certainly worth considering.
Yes.
Now he's found someone who's putting him in the right direction. It's a bit like our previous caller, Dale. Great news, and what we've got to do is just ensure boys that age tend to get sick of treatments like this, and you've got to push him a bit. But
he's coming up 53.
Oh, so he's just a young bloke. Okay. Well, keep on his hammer, Phyllis, and just make sure, and maybe keep us posted in a few weeks' time. Let us know if there's anything else that crops up. If he does happen to get more antibiotics, and hopefully he won't, don't forget the probiotic Saccharomyces. It's very important to protect his immune function.
All right. Let's grab a couple more calls. 131873. George, we're coming to you in Newport this morning. Hello.
Yes, hello. Good morning.
Good, George.
I've got then a ringing in the ears. You know, I were tinnitus.
Yes.
I've had it 6 months, and the doctor and specialist told me there's nothing you can do about it.
Well,
there
is an extract of ginkgo biloba, George. If you could write this down, it's got some fancy names and letters. It's called EGB, E for egg, B for Betty.
Yeah, B, yeah.
761.
761.
Now, it's available in a couple of different brands, and that's got clinical evidence to show that it can lead to improvements in tinnitus, in that ringing in the ears. And you have one a day of those, George.
What's the brand? Do you know any brands? You know?
Well, if you just go to your pharmacy and say, show me the ginkgo you've got, and you'll find there's a couple there, but it's got to have those letters and numbers on them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right, George.
There we go.
No worries.
EGB
one every day. 7761.
It needs a sexier name, I think, doesn't it?
Well, it's a bit like a rocket fuel, isn't it?
Yes, it does sound a bit strange. But, George, let's hope that points you in the right direction. We'll get to more of your calls across the course of the hour. We are here for your health, to help you get well and stay well and live well and indeed look fabulous. We've got fats, good fats, on the diet right after this. Stay with us. It is the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Mapriz. 24 hours symptomatic relief from heartburn and acid reflux. And Flor de Salura, available at Chemist Warehouse.
Well now, just because we're moving into the colder months doesn't mean we should stop treating our feet. For soft, beautiful platform wedge or sandal-ready feet, you can indulge with the Shoal Velvet Smooth Express Pedi from Chemist Warehouse. It's got the rotating head with diamond crystals to remove hard skin effortlessly. In fact, it's just like a visit to the beauty salon, but without that big price tag. And with Mother's Day just around the corner, it may not be the gift that leaps to your mind straight away, but Mum will love it. You can get your hands on, and your feet on, the Shoal Velvet Smooth Express Pedi at Chemist Warehouse for the unbelievably smooth price of $29.99. It's easy to use anywhere, anytime. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia, thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Nice to have your company this Sunday morning. It's Ed Phillips here with you at the House of Wellness, Sally Obermater and Gerald Quigley alongside me. Now, for decades, it's been doing our heads in, guys. We've been told to cut out all the fat in our diets. Eggs, bacon, no good. Butter, cream, forget about it. Did the experts get it wrong, though, we ask? Leading sports medicine physician, in fact, former doctor to our Aussie cricket team and the Liverpool footy club as well, Dr. Peter Bruckner is with us, and he recommends a low-carb, high-fat diet. This is the way to go. I love the sound of it, too. He's just released a brand-new book called A Fat Lot of Good, and he joins us on the line right now. Hi, Dr. Peter.
Morning, all.
Sally's in this space, too, writing healthy cookbooks as well, and we're now sort of in the grey area where we're doubting ourselves. Do we have high fat? Do we have no fat? Do we go low fat? What do we do? What's kind of changed your mind, Doctor?
It's very confusing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Probably about 6 years ago, I started exploring the idea that maybe we'd got things wrong. So I was overweight, I was pre-diabetic, I had a fatty liver, and yet I was doing all the right things, supposedly, you know, low-fat this, low-fat that, exercise and so on, and yet I was getting fatter and sicker, and basically that's what's been happening to us for 40 years. We've been on this sort of low-fat experiment, really, for 40 years, and all we've done is got fatter and sicker. So I started looking into it. What I read just blew my mind, that the whole basis of this low-fat thing had nothing to do with science, and lots to do with politics and money and US agriculture and so on. And there was really no science behind the low-fat movement at all. And the problem with the low-fat, of course, is that when you take fat out, you take the flavour out, and what did the food industry do? They put sugar back in. So we've basically replaced fat with sugar.
Yes.
It's been a disaster.
So, Doctor, if I can ask you, one of the things that this new understanding that we have reminds me of is a little bit of the Atkins diet, which was popular a few years ago. And it was, similar in a way. It kind of had a lot of fat and a lot of protein. And then kind of when that, phase passed, everyone went, oh, no, that was actually really terrible. And I think that's why this time around a lot of people are scratching their heads going, well, I'm confused, because didn't we sort of do that, and why is this one different this time?
Yeah, look, that's a fair comment. It is similar to Atkins. Atkins was high protein. This is just a normal protein diet, but Atkins was actually pretty effective, but they're obviously very powerful forces to maintain the status quo. So there was a lot of kickback against anything that's going to change, reduce our dependence on processed food, really.
Yeah,
sure.
What we're arguing really is to go back to eating real food.
That's the secret. Peter, it's Gerald Quigley here, and Nikki from the podiatrist and the Hawthorne Football Club is very excited that we're talking to you this morning. She sends her regards. Now, the demonising of fat started a long time ago. You said 30 or 40 years. Political, and the facts are there, aren't they? We're not making this up. But how do we get this message to those who influence? You know, this is the word of the day, influencers. So we've got dietitians and nutritionists and GPs and all these people who get an opinion. How can we get this message across?
Well, I guess that's part of the reason for the book, is to try and get that message out there, try and present the facts and let people see the facts and make up their own mind. obviously there is a lot of best interest in maintaining the status quo in any situation. So we just have to produce the science. And there's certainly enough science out there now, I believe, if you look sort of dispassionately at it without bias, you'll see that that's the answer. So we need to tackle the Australian Dietary Guidelines, which are coming up for review. The Americans are going through that process at the moment, and I think they're going to change their guidelines, and that'll make it a bit easier for us to do. So, it's a challenge, but I'm up for the challenge.
Well, Peter, tell us about one of the great shocks you could probably receive medically. You know, you are pre-diabetic, and you decided to radically switch your diet and try the high-fat, low-carb diet. What was the effects, the immediate effects for you?
Well, I sort of went hardcore low-carb for 3 months. So I stopped eating, rice and bread and pasta and cereals and all the things that I'd been eating a lot of, and replaced it, as you said, with egg and bacon and, basically the way, my grandparents probably used to eat. Mm. And in 3 months, I lost, 13 weeks, I lost 13 kilograms. My blood results improved dramatically. My triglycerides went down. I had a condition called fatty liver that I'd had for 10 years. It completely disappeared in that 3 months. I felt fantastic. There was one major problem, though. I had to get a new wardrobe.
that's a great problem.
Peter, you mentioned fatty
price to pay, really.
Yes. Yeah, you mentioned fatty liver, and we see so many people in our practices that get this diagnosis. You have fatty liver. Thank you, doctor. What do I have to do about it? And they're usually told, well, no, don't do anything. And yet we blame fat, but it's a carb issue, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. It is. It's quite difficult to sort of get your head around it. Too many carbs cause you to get fat, and you get these fatty deposits in your liver. And apparently, they say a third of all Australians have fatty liver, they just don't know it. And it's a condition particularly to do with fructose, which is in fruit and soft drinks, fruit juices, and so on. So, and you get these fatty deposits in your liver, and it's basically a precursor to diabetes. And I've had it for 10 years, and like a typical doctor, I totally ignored it and pretended it didn't exist, and I didn't really understand it, and I sort of thought, well, I'm having a low-fat diet, I'll be okay, sort of thing. And literally went away completely. The blood tests went from being quite abnormal, and then 3 months later, they're absolutely normal. And all I'd done was start eating more fat, which is sort of weird that you actually get rid of your fatty liver by getting rid of your carbohydrates in particular, lowering your sugar intake and replacing with fat.
Doctor, one thing I think that most people expect in a diet is that they're going to have to go without. So they presume that they're going to be hungry, they're going to be it comes from a place of lack generally in a diet, and you're grumpy. But I think the great thing about this way of eating is that, A, it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle, but also you're full all the time, right?
Exactly. That's the first thing you notice. Instead of sort of having your cereal for breakfast and then getting to about 10:30 and thinking, oh God, it must be lunchtime. So it's time for that morning muffin. I mean, I only eat twice a day now. I'm never hungry. Because it's the sugar and the carbohydrate, the starches and carbohydrate that make you hungry. They give you those sort of swings of your sugar going up and down, and then when it's down, you're hungry again.
Yeah.
I'm literally never hungry. And it's just amazing transformation. I mean, to be honest, if you told me this before I started, I'd have, poo-pooed it and said, you're ridiculous and so on. But it's amazing transformation. It really is. And that's why it's sustainable. That's why other diets, you said other diets, I don't like the word diet, because diet implies temporary to me.
That's right.
Whereas this is just, as you said, Sally, it's a lifestyle thing.
Yeah.
And this is just the way I live now. And I eat sort of twice a day, and I eat, might have eggs and bacon or a full-fat yogurt and nuts and seeds and berries and so on for breakfast. And then, which I have, late morning usually. And then I'll have a normal sort of dinner with, meat and fish and lots of veg. And I'm, I feel fantastic. My weight's good, and my fatty liver's fine. My bloods are fine, and I'm ready to go.
Yeah, absolutely. Mental clarity, I think, is also something that you can get as well. You're a lot sharper for some reason.
I'm much more productive work-wise. I mean, this book, I was writing 14 hours a day, and so I had to write this book, and I could never have done that, a few years ago. So it's made a massive difference to my life, and I guess what I wanted to do with the book is spread the word
and
let people know what my experiences are.
And I think what it does, Peter, on behalf of all health practitioners, you actually walk the talk.
Yeah,
well, you've got to, I think, you can't be a hypocrite, you can't be telling your patient to do one thing and you're doing another.
We encourage everyone to dive into the pages. It's called A Fat Lot of Good, just the most brilliant title there is going around. The author, Dr. Peter Bruckner, and we appreciate your time this morning, Doc.
Thanks, guys.
We'll not interrupt you and keep you from your eggs and smashed avo breakfast coming up soon. Let's take a little break here on the House of Wellness. We've got more of your calls coming up. 131-873 is our number. From wherever you're joining us across the country, into Melbourne, Sydney, Brisbane, Adelaide and Perth today across the Macquarie Net.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Maprise. 24-hour symptomatic relief from heartburn and acid reflux. And Flautas Femula, available at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, coffee and pizza and Barbies and garlic and chocolate and throw in pepper as well. They're all delicious, right? But not that enjoyable for anyone who suffers heartburn because of them. If it sounds like you, then you can pop into Chemist Warehouse and get back to being you with Maprise by effectively reducing stomach and acid amounts. Maprise provides 24-hour symptomatic relief from frequent heartburn and acid reflux. It's the little things in matter that matter in life, don't they? So get back to being you with Maprise. And right now, Maprise 20 milligrams, 7 tabs at just $8.49 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. If symptoms persist, consult your healthcare professional. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
We are here with your panel of experts, Gerald Quigley, Sally Obermeider. Take your calls, 131-873. Diane is standing by with a problem in Dandenong. Good morning.
Oh, good morning. I've got a tear in my shoulder tendon, and it's giving me hell when I sleep. It gets very heavy, my arm, and it goes down to my wrist. And it gets, when I wake up first off, it's my arm
sore.
Just feels so heavy. I've had physiotherapy.
Yep.
I'm taking Panadol occasionally. It's not giving me a quality of sleep.
Okay. Now, so we're talking specifically sleep, Diane. The mineral of choice is magnesium. It's a specific muscle relaxant, and you take that until you get to a dose where you get a little bit of flatulence, a bit of social discomfort, because that shows that you're taking enough to work before you go to sleep at night. Today, get some arnica cream and massage it in well, or better still, have someone massage it in for you. And I know you're taking the occasional paracetamol, but if you get high-dose turmeric, Diane, you can take that regularly to get the pain under control. So, three things. Okay.
Yeah, well, I've got turmeric, I've got arnica cream.
Lift the dose of the turmeric. It's safe to take at a higher dose, and take enough magnesium that you're going to get restful sleep. And maybe find your most comfortable sleeping position and get a towel to wrap up behind you so you stay in that position.
And listen to the advice of your physio as well. Gerald, I must say, there's no greater euphemism I've ever heard from you than social discomfort. Well done,
trying
sir.
To be nice.
Well done. 131-873 is our number here at the House of Wellness. Now, there was a recent cognitive health survey I noted, guys. It showed that less than a quarter of us feel we tap into the full potential of our minds every day. The majority of Aussies, about 60% or so, feel they waste more than an hour on average each day due to lack of focus. It's something we should examine a bit more closely. Lisa Lewis is with us. She's a cognitive health commentator from Soho Flautas International on the line now. Hi, Lisa.
Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Hello. Now, we better define, get your expert's opinion of what cognitive health actually is.
Sure. Well, look, cognitive health is really, I suppose, kind of a bit of a just a fancy word for what we would normally sort of talk about in terms of our ability to learn, our focus, our memory, which is process and recalling information, and just your everyday sort of, you know, working mind. And you really, it's important to have healthy cognitive function because it means that your mind is working well and is staying sharp. And staying in shape.
Lisa, hello. Thanks for joining us. Ed mentioned, almost 60% of us are struggling and feel like we can't focus. Why is that?
Well, look, there could be a number of different reasons, but I think a lot of it relates to the busy, hyper-connected world that we're constantly operating. Mm. I don't know about you, but social media, I'm getting updates every 5 minutes, and it's keeping my brain awake and buzzing. Even just late at night, you always look at your Facebook just before you go to bed, and it can have a real effect on your memory and your concentration because you're being distracted all the time. And because you're being distracted all the time, you're not sort of really focusing on anything, and that has an impact on your cognitive health as well.
Lisa, we've been talking for years about cognitive health and retaining it, but how do we educate Australians that cognitive health is something we can retain. You don't just lose your memory within a day, do you? It's a gradual process. Where do we start? Where do we start, say, with middle-aged Australians?
Well, I think we sort of can take some learnings from the health and fitness, you know, movement. I mean, everybody now knows that you need to have exercise every day. You need to get your 30 minutes, you need to get your steps and so forth, and you need to have a good sleep. I mean, you're just talking about all the things you can do there for healthy sleep. And I think we can take those learnings that there are certain things that you need to do, simple things that you need to do every day to maintain this cognitive health. As you said, it's not something that you wait until you're much older and maybe it's too late. It's something that you can do now to help you for the rest of your life.
And Gerald, you're a big fan of neural plasticity too, constantly testing all that grey matter, aren't you?
Well, it's important, Ed, because we look after our heart, we look after our pancreas, and we look after all sorts of things. But it's an ongoing battle, but it's terrific, Lisa, that we're becoming more aware of it. And this is serious research, isn't it?
It is. I mean, we know from our research that if you do something new every day, like learning a new skill, whatever that might suit to you, maybe it's taking up a new language, or maybe if you can fit it in, it's a new hobby or photography or sculpting, or even just doing the daily crossword and Sudoku. So just challenging your mind every day is one thing that you can do. But we also did some research to say, well, what are other things that the people are doing? And we do know that maybe taking a supplement, about half the people that we did the research on considered taking a supplement to also maintain this mental sharpness.
Absolutely. One I always try and test you on, Sal, is rather than going the same way to work every time you drive, take a lefty instead of a righty. See where it goes, because you actually have to engage your brain and fall into habits.
Do you know what? That is actually so true. And it's funny, even for I sometimes take a jog, and even if you swap the side of the street that you normally run on, your brain just goes, oh, hang on, I've never seen that house before. Or you've lived in that suburb for a decade. Yeah. So I think you're exactly right. If you just mix it up, it's very important. Keep your brain focused.
Great tips, Lisa. Thanks for speaking to us this morning.
That's okay. What I was also saying is that some people do all those different things, and then other people, just to get that extra level, take a supplement. These are supplements, herbal supplements you can find in your pharmacy, and one such one is Flora's Keen Mind, and that's actually got clinical research behind it to show that it can really help with your concentration and your ongoing memory as well, particularly those people with stress. And you were mentioned before that sort of like you've got so much going on because of your work and so forth. And if you're really stressed, taking a supplement this time can really help you with that focus. So as you said, all those different things you can try, and also consider maybe the Flora's Keen Mind as well.
Brilliant. Thanks for the suggestions, Lisa. Nice to chat to you this morning here on the House
That's
of
right.
Wellness.
Thanks, Ed.
We were chatting about magnesium a little earlier too. Gerald, Mary's got a follow-up question from Druin in Victoria. Hello, Mary.
Good morning, everybody.
Hi, Mary.
I've just recently bought some magnesium effervescent.
Yes.
And on the packet, it says the recommended daily dose of this medicine contains 220 milligrams of sodium. Mm-hmm. Isn't that an awful lot of salt?
Well, look, it's not, Mary, but it's one of the downfalls of having anything that's effervescent. So if you're concerned about the salt content, so maybe you're taking a blood pressure medication, you've got to try and reduce. Well, then maybe look at magnesium powder or capsules instead of the effervescent. So give one of the other men.
I have been taking tablets.
No, capsules are better because they get into your system faster.
Okay. Alrighty.
And if you're using them for sleep, or what are you using them for?
For leg cramps.
Okay, terrific. Look, the capsules or powder will work pretty well straight away.
Okay.
All right.
Well,
good luck, Mary. Let us know how you go. Of course, you can always reach Gerald via the website as well, houseofwellness.com.au. You can catch up on episodes of our TV show. You can hit the Ask tab and put any questions across to Gerald's bows that way, and find out some fabulous recipes. Lots of Sal's delicious goodies are on there as well. We've got one of those coming up in just a sec here on the House of Wellness.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Mapriz, 24 hours symptomatic relief from heartburn and acid reflux, and Flawless Allura, available at Chemist Warehouse.
A week to go to Mother's Day, it's almost here, and here's a gift that really shows you care, a Care Alert smart dialer. More than 100,000 people already own one, which shows what a great reputation Care Alert has. The Care Alert smart dialer alerts people of your choice the moment there's an emergency at home, so it could be say shortness of breath, an illness, maybe a fall in the bathroom or in the garden, or there could be an intruder. Don't worry, as the Care Alert smart dialer can even contact 000. It's the most flexible system in Australia with options to be monitored or not, and Care Alert has a Mother's Day special going right now. You can order for only $389. It's delivered to your door and includes a free gift valued at $50. If you'd like some more info, here's the website, carealert.com.au. carealert.com.au. Or you can call the number 1300 75 85 95. That's 1300 75 85 95. Show Mum you really care. What a perfect Mother's Day gift.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Houseofwellness.com.au is our website. Some of Sally's delicious recipes are there for your perusal, and one we need to take advantage of today. I heard two words, pan and cakes.
Oh, yum, pancakes. And this is kind of with Mother's Day next week. I thought, yeah, why don't I whip something up that is simple enough that if the kids want to make it, they can make it for Mum or for Grandma. So, okay. Red velvet pancakes, but keeping in line with the doc that we're talking about, it is we're not using any processed sugar. So what we do is it's a couple of eggs, a vanilla bean. We use rice malt syrup instead of white sugar. You use coconut flour and some baking powder, a little bit of stevia, and then to get the red, you actually use beetroot. Now, what you do is you can actually buy, don't use tinned beetroot for this. You can buy small cooked beetroot. They're already in a sort of a vacuum sealed bag, and you'll find them in the fruit and veggie section of your supermarket. And then what you do is you just put all of those things together in a blender or in a food processor, and the beetroot then gives it that beautiful color. But you don't get a beetroot taste because you've got the rice malt syrup to give it. Yes, I know. Trust me. This is not a beetroot pancake. I would never do that to you.
I thought we were going down that way.
And it's got that beautiful taste. And use a little bit of butter, fry it up, and it is absolutely delicious. And I've given you on the recipe there some lovely sort of topping options, like coconut toppings or vanilla cream, all very healthy.
And do you know why they'll taste so good, Sal? Because someone else has made them for
you. Absolutely. Sure. And you can have 400 if you want because they are healthy.
Good.
Yes. And what an interesting way to start a disclaimer in case Dr. Peter Bruckner was still listening.
From nutritious to delicious. Thanks for that, Sal. Next Sunday, by the way, someone ready to celebrate her first ever Mother's Day is our own Zoe Marshall joining us for the House of Wellness TV. Back again today from midday on Channel 7 up the East Coast and slightly earlier and or later. I can't work out the time differences as we get to Adelaide and Perth. Hello, Z-Bomb.
Oh, my favourite. Look who it is. My boys and my girls.
Hello, gorgeous.
Morning, Zoe.
How are you?
Great. How are you?
We're well.
I want to try that with the beetroot. Beetroot's great for the skin, isn't it?
It is really good for the skin. It's really good for the liver. It is, and I promise you won't taste it. So I think that's the part that where people think, you're leading me astray here. Yeah. Now it's getting crazy. But I promise.
Now you had a couple of months off for the delivery of young Fox. He's about
You did give me a few weeks. He was kind enough for that.
It was nice. He must be close to 3 months.
Well,
now.
The birth onset was not going to be good. No, was it?
However,
you did ask GQ, and
I did ask. I know that. I know.
But today we're focusing on kids. We're going to chat to them about body image and self-esteem. It's going to be fascinating to hear what they think.
And I love that we're doing these segments with these kids and these families. I think it's such a beautiful insight, a candid insight into how to have conversations as well about topics that can sometimes be a bit, between kids and mums and dads. So it's giving me lots of insight on how to talk to Fox about things in the future.
Absolutely.
The other thing I'm really excited about is Dr. David Jivan has come in and discussed foods that can boost the metabolic rate.
Yeah.
Oh, that's good.
So you can actually burn calories while you eat.
Oh, great. And while you sleep, right? So it's sort of, I guess, foods that keep burning, keep your body functioning.
I mean, we think of a curry, that you can still feel that you had it a few hours later. But that's kind of a good thing, right? Because it's churning the engine inside.
Yeah.
It's chili, right? Chili is one of those. I won't give it all away. You've got to watch. But chili is one of those great ones. I know Naomi Campbell puts Tabasco sauce in her handbag to have on all of her food. That's obviously why she's
That must
so
be a
clean.
Supermodel secret.
Mm. That is.
I think that's probably the least of her little secret tips in her handbag, I should imagine. However, that's just conjecture. Let's say no more. Joe Stanley's going to call in as well and chat about the psychology of being sacked. It's something we all dread here in media, but something that's as certain as night following day.
Exactly. I'm going to reveal a little famous tip TV show that didn't think I was good enough.
Oh, really?
And, I still haven't gotten over quite yet, have I, guys?
No, we won't hear the end of it.
No.
However, we must mention next Sunday, your first ever Mother's Day, and we're going to celebrate all the mums, the amazing mums of Australia, by doing our show on the radio here live from Bondi Beach. For our Sydney side, it's great. If you're touring interstate, come and see us. You'll see us, I guess, kind of halfway along the beach.
Thank you. We'll give you all free hugs.
Yes, and then the TV show, guys, we're going to do live from Bondi Beach as well. So we've set up the stage. Everyone coming down has a chance to get free makeovers courtesy of L'Oreal. We've got a big travel voucher worth $1,500 to give away. You might even get yourself on TV as well.
There
you
go. Sounds so great. Exciting. I'm very, very excited for that.
All right, hon. We'll see you in a couple of hours live from Channel 7 Studios from midday today for the House of Wellness TV edition.
And give Fox a kiss from his two uncles.
I will.
And his auntie.
And his auntie.
Right. We'll take a little break. More coming up on the House of Wellness right after this.
This is the House of Wellness, thanks to Maprise. 24-hour symptomatic relief from heartburn and acid reflux. And Flawless Femula, available at Chemist Warehouse.
Well, I'm sure you know the heart's one of the most active tissues in the body, but did you know that your heart requires an adequate supply of enzyme Q10 for happy heart health? Healthy Care Coenzyme Q10 from Chemist Warehouse assists in maintaining a healthy cardiovascular system. It may also assist in healthy heart function. Now, on average, these stats are amazing. The heart beats 80 times per minute. That adds up to 4,800 times per hour and 115,000 beats per day over 80 years. That'll mean 3 billion heartbeats. Well, you can get Healthy Care Coenzyme Q10, the 150 milligram 100 caps, for only $32.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and use only as directed. If symptoms persist, see your doctor. Chemist Warehouse, lowest prices guaranteed.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Home stretch of the House of Wellness here. Jane's been hanging on a long time in Kellyville. Thanks for your patience. We're coming to you now. Good morning.
That's all right. Good morning. So I'm a fairly fit and healthy 50-year-old with a pretty good diet, but for a long time I've had sensitive gums and prone to ulcers, gingivitis, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So what I'm wondering, at the moment I've got funny little sores popping up, which I think I might have a bit of infection there even. They make little holes in one place and it disappears and then it goes somewhere else. Definitely not ulcers. I'm wondering if there's something that I'm deficient in, that I'm prone to this kind of thing, and then if I could address it with vitamins, how do I guarantee I get a really good product?
Well, Jane, we sadly don't come with guarantees, but we have given it a fair crack, though. Now, B-group vitamins, because they're the stress ones, and the other is coenzyme Q10, 150 milligram twice a day, because that's outstanding for gingivitis and gum health.
Oh, now, we do need a recommendation for our kids, too. Sal and I were keen to get your advice on something in your A to Z of vitamins this morning.
Well, some simple things. The kids need calcium for their nerve function, particularly as they're growing. They need the omega-3s, particularly DHA, which is for brain development. And for their immune function, they need vitamin D. It sounds very simple, and it is, but we've got to make sure they get enough of those.
Great recommendation. Brought to us by Healthy Care, by the way, a brand you can trust. For outstanding value and high-quality vitamins, choose Australian-made Healthy Care today. And will you choose a winner of the $100 gift voucher?
Yes, Ed and Sally. Phyllis from Trafalgar, you are the winner today, looking after your boy. You are the winner today, the $100 gift voucher from Chemist Warehouse. Congratulations.
All righty, we'll see you next Sunday live from Bondi. Sal, thanks for this morning.
Thanks so much, guys. Happy Sunday, everyone.
Enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Bye.